Thanks a lot, Beetle. Joined now by Patriots head coach Bill Belichick. And coach, it's great to talk to you again. How you feeling? How you doing?
Doing okay, Scott. How about you?
Really good. Two crazy weeks. And, you know, obviously you've talked a lot about these past 2 weeks since you guys have played. The players have talked about your ability to take this by the horns. Like, we had Chase Winovich on our show, and I've heard other guys talk about, you know, how much coach has learned and how he's taking care of us and our family. What does that mean to you personally? Not as a football coach, but, you know, you sort of veer off into the life aspect of things when you deal with some of these players.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, we're all in this together. You know, it's really one family. We've got to take care of each other, and I think we all understand that. And the players have certainly, you know, done a great job of, you know, following all the protocols that we've been given, and, you know, trying to do the right thing, being responsible, looking out for their teammates and each other. And, you know, I really respect the way that they've handled it, and the organization's, you know, stepped up and, you know, done everything they can to, you know, provide safety for us. So I think we're all trying to do the right thing and trying to do the best we can here in this situation.
You know, and I think a lot of people in general, you know, whether you have kids at home and, you know, you're getting homeschooled, and the tough part is, you know, studying or doing everything through video, and coaching and football is much different as players. And what's the most difficult thing that you find or challenging throughout this process, whether it's the one-on-one interaction, you know, you can't grab a guy and say, hey, we got to do things this way. Is it sort of that you find difficult with it?
Well, I think we've all, you know, found that we have to adjust and make some modifications to the situation that we're in. So it's been a great learning experience for myself, but really for all of us. And as coaches, we've exchanged ideas of, you know, what, you know, things that a guy might do in one meeting, or a coach might do in one meeting, or something somebody suggested him and he tried, or, you know, and get feedback for, you know, what works well, what doesn't. A lot of players have had some good suggestions too. They're pretty, probably a little more knowledgeable about some of the social media and computer type interactions that we're having. And so overall, we just try to make it as engaging and informative as we possibly can. And, you know, we still found things, you know, this week that I think have improved or upgraded that. So our IT people here, you know, Dan Famosi is really our point guy. He's done a great job of, you know, handling everything. Jimmy D, our video staff, you know, making sure that, you know, things get transferred and can move on and off of different screens fairly easily and fluidly. You know, we just got a lot of cooperation from everybody. They've done a great job, but we're all learning, and probably nobody's learned more than me, because I started at the bottom, not even on the first floor. I think I was in the basement on technology.
Yeah, and it's funny you mentioned Jimmy D. I remember, you know, in technology, what it is today. I remember, what, 20, 25 years ago in that back room under the old Foxborough Stadium, splicing third down reels together with him with scotch tape, where you had to line up the actual film on a slicer.
Yeah, I wouldn't call it a room. It was more of a closet down
there. It was a closet. Yeah.
It was tight.
That's really tight. Okay, on to Denver here. And it's a team that, you know, you guys haven't seen in 3 years. And it used to be where you faced Denver every year during a regular season, and then eventually you're probably going to meet them in the playoffs at some point. But how much have you seen that football team change over the years? And it's a Vic Fangio coach team, you know, defensive minded. What do you see in Vic's team?
Well, I think, you know, they've done a nice job of, they have a lot of young players. They really, I think they have one player on their team that's over 30 years old, and that's Martin, the punter. So they're young, they're very aggressive. They work hard on the field. They really pursue well and, you know, finish blocks, finish runs, finish plays, finish in a kicking game. You know, look and you see guys blocked and you think they're out of the play, and then they just give effort and get back into it. Or, you know, you look at a guy that's blocking and he's kind of loses his man, but he just keeps hustling and keeps after him. And eventually he, you know, kind of, you know, pushes him out of the way at some point later on in the play. So it's that kind of a team. You know, Coach Fangio does a nice job defensively. He has a good mix and variety of fronts, blitzes, and coverages. So, you know, he won't just sit in one thing all day. You really have to, you know, follow your reads and your keys and, you know, kind of, I'd say, be ready for a little bit of everything. And, you know, offensively, they're very explosive. They're fast. Obviously, Gordon's fast. Font's fast. The receivers are fast. The quarterbacks can run. So they have a very explosive team where, you know, you can see a 4 or 5 yard gain turn into, you know, 20 or 25 in a hurry. So their speed and I'd say their ability to run with the ball in their hands, They're very good at that as well. So, you know, Judy, Handler, Font, you know, all those guys are, you know, very good with the ball.
Yeah,
so
Fer-
Tackling will be an issue.
Oh, yeah. And first, second, third round picks over the last several years have helped build sort of that skill position for them. You mentioned Font Judy and, you know, a guy like Locke. I talked to you a week ago, and you're facing maybe a different quarterback in Rippon. What do you see in Locke? And I'm sure you studied him a little bit, you know, when he was coming out of the draft doing your homework before the combine. But what do you see in a guy like Drew Locke?
Yeah, well, you know, Locke's a very talented player coming out of Missouri, you know, big athletic kid, can make all the throws. And, you know, this year is certainly ahead of where it was last year in terms of experience and, you know, just having a better understanding like all of us do, you know, after that first year. So, you know, you can see the growth that he's had. And I'm sure with, you know, a little bit extra time this week and, you know, opportunity to get back on the field and practice and reconnect and get some timing back and all that, that, you know, I'm sure he'll become a very, you know, is and will continue to become a, you know, a good player as he grows. He's in a good offense with Coach Shermer, you know, from New York. And, you know, of course, Shermer kind of developed Jones there. So, you know, he's had a lot of experience with young quarterbacks. And, you know, it looks like Locke's really, you know, on track to, you know, to have an outstanding career. He's certainly got plenty of talent and he's got a lot of weapons in terms of receivers, backs, and tight ends. So, again, they put a lot of pressure on you.
Okay, last one for you here, too. Defensively, Chubb, and, you know, he had a tough break with his injury early in his career here, but it seems like he's healthy now, moving around. You know, and you've had a lot of good defensive players over the years. Anybody compare that you could compare to who you've had that sort of reminds you when you watch him on tape?
Well, Chubb's big, fast, and athletic. You know, he's one of the top picks in the draft, you know, kind of a clowny type of athlete, you know, a guy that could play anywhere from defensive end to outside linebacker to, you know, could probably play three technique, you know, if you want him to. I mean, just play all the way across the board. And those guys are hard to find, you know, guys that are stout enough to play inside and guys that are athletic enough to play, you know, out on the edge of the defense, not just as a defensive end, but, you know, in coverage and have some space ability. So Chubb's a unique athlete. I mean, he's a smart kid. He works hard. He's got good length and runs well, you know, so he's really got a lot going for him. He's a tough guy to match up against because he can, you know, handle smaller players with his size and power, and, you know, bigger players have a hard time matching his athleticism and speed. So, you know, he's a good, you know, tough matchup across the board. And again, he's smart. He's gained some experience now, and, you know, you can see him, you know, recognizing, you know, draws and screens and misdirection plays and things like that, that, you know, don't slow him down too much anymore. So he's, you know, he's a really good player.
Okay, time now for the Dunkin' Donuts question of the week. Comes from Mike Agabati from Braintree. Says, you coached in a long time. You obviously had some great calls, great moments in your coaching career. Is there one recently that stands out like, okay, I'm going to make this call here. I don't know if it's going to work, but man, this sucker worked and you're glad you made that call. Is there one that really stands out? Obviously, other than, you know, Super Bowls and stuff.
Well, I think when you're when you've been involved in play calling, you come out every game. And there's some calls that you feel really good about, and then there's some calls that you feel you wish you could have had it back. So I think in this league, there's not many games where you pitch a shutout. Even sometimes, you know, if you have a bad call, it might work out because a player, you know, makes an exceptional play, or you have a good call and it doesn't work out because it's unfortunate. You know, something happens and it just, you know, you have a good call, but it just don't get the result that you're looking for. So. Yeah, that's a really tough question. Yeah. And, you know, when everything clicks and it's a, you know, 50-yard touchdown or a, you know, turnover or something like that, then, you know, you feel good about those plays. But in all honesty, for every one of those, there's at least one, if not two more, that you wish, you know, this wasn't the best call in that situation. So, and that's why, you know, we give our players some latitude on the field to make adjustments so that the play that we have called doesn't necessarily play against a look that would be, you know, tough for us to block or tough for us to defend. So, you know, I'd say a lot of cases, some of our best calls, in all honesty, have come from players on the field making adjustments, whether it's a quarterback making an audible or a linebacker or a defensive back making a check or calling a stunt or something like that. That's part of our defense to take advantage of a situation that the offense has presented. So there's definitely an element of that to it as well. You know, on field adjustments and calls that, you know, where players really can see more once the team comes out of the huddle and lines up than you can as a coach on the sideline before they've even aligned. So kind of goes both ways there.
All right, Coach, appreciate the talk today. Good luck today against the Denver Broncos. Good to be home, and especially like those 1 o'clock starts, right?
You bet. Yeah, sounds good, Scott. Looking forward to it. Looking forward to getting back on the field today. Thank you.
Sounds great. Sounds great. Football. All right, let's throw back to Beetle at the Sports Hub.